Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Weed Say Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Say Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Ready? Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Good morning, everybody.
Woo-hoo! Cannabis Kid, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
High five! I'm doing great. We got the big guns hooked up today, so we're going
to
do a little sound segment. Yeah, it's a good mic. Hi, Mike. Hey, look at that, a lighter.
Mm,
we had a party foul already. 30 seconds into the show, we lost our lights. That's crazy. Well, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. This is our special 420 edition, even though it's only 416. That's all right.
You got to get a little burn on
yeah,
it, though.
It's 420 somewhere, right? Well, in time, anyway, in time. All right, we'll go with that.
We're a couple days off, right?
Hey. At the time or... No, okay, it's the car wash. All right, never mind. All right, this is a crazy show. We have an in-house live. He is still a live guest.
Yes.
He's from SSDP. Woo! Duty for Central Drug Policy. We're gonna ask him the hard questions. And also, we have another live guest who's on the phone, hopefully, hanging with us. We have Tom from Stealth Products. Woo! We love our little Stealth bag.
Great product.
Oh, they are awesome. They
got
work.
Three.
I probably have. Yeah,
I don't
got,
know if I was really ready to get into the
too.
Bag.
Oh, I got a duffel bag, a backpack, and a
little knee. I want to replace that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you might have to because I think it's time. They really do work. They're really great products. So this is the 420 special edition. There's some really big news in Maryland.
Yeah, here. 21st
here.
State.
Woo! Go Maryland. They are Mary now.
Yes,
Maryland land. Congratulations. That's awesome.
More and more states keep on recognizing that this is a medicine and that people need it.
I had the fortune of picking up Trevor on the way to school here. And we had some deep conversations in the 7-minute ride we had all the way over to Studio C. And we were talking about medicinal values of things used a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we've transformed into this beautiful plant, and we'll chat about that too.
Awesome.
If you want to call in, please do so. The number is 646-915-8421. Call in, stick us on speaker while you're, or just stick the headphones on when you're at work. You know, this is your wake-up hour at work, and you're cheating and doing emails and saying hi to friends. You know, come hang out with us and call in, blog in, ask the hard questions with us. If you want to come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center and get certified, please do so at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. If you end up going to the first place that we had, yes, we've moved three times. There's now another note on the door that tells you to go to the next parking lot over. And there we have moved to our third location. But, yeah, we're still here. We will be hanging out with everyone in this town this weekend on 420 on Easter. Jesus is rising for cannabis. And we'll be with on the university campus, along with many other organizations, rising for cannabis. I love it. I love it. All right. I think it's official. All right. Let's see if we've got Stealth Products on the line here. And we'll have a little chat about the importance of being discreet with your products here. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Wonderful. Are we going to hear a little story about stealth products?
Yeah. So what would you what do you want to hear? Just kind of.
Well, first of all, let's hear about how because we've been working with stealth for almost 3 years. But tell us about how stealth got started, how long you've been around, and what kind of changes you've seen in the industry that make you change your own product.
Okay. Well, I'm actually the new owner. I took over ownership last summer.
Congratulations.
What's that?
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I still, though, have a great relationship with the previous owner, so, you know, we've kind of made the transition very easy. How I got involved, though, I knew the previous owner through a mutual friend, and when he was kind of looking to do some other things, I thought, well, I'll throw my hat in the ring for that and kind of see how things go. You know, as kind of an entrepreneur myself, I see the growing potential of this industry in all of its forms. And like you just mentioned, you know, Maryland is another state that's beginning to drift in the direction that we all want it to go. And so that's happening time and time again. Excuse me. So, you know, just seeing that and seeing the opportunity, I thought, oh, I'll give it a shot. And to be honest, it's been a wonderful year. You know, working with people in this industry, it's a small world, as I'm sure you guys well know. And so you run into the same people time and time again. And it really matters kind of how you present yourself and the professionalism that you exude. And your word matters. And, you know, dealing with people who are good people and who are all pursuing the same goals for very altruistic, you know, reasons. It's been a blast. It really has.
That's awesome. Yeah.
When did you guys get started?
It was about 3.5-4 years ago. And, you know, it was one of those things that time, and things have changed a lot in the last 3.5-4 years, as far as laws go, as far as, you know, kind of social acceptance goes. But to be honest, that really has helped increase kind of our presence. And the way that I like to look at it is that, you know, when alcohol during Prohibition or whatever, just because alcohol became legal after Prohibition again, didn't mean that things like flasks went away or, you know, some sort of controlling factors went away. And so I see stealth product kind of as the same way. It's important to be discreet. You know, regardless of whether or not the legalities get involved, it's important to, you know, just kind of do your own thing and have no one bother you. And that's kind of where our products step in. From everywhere from, you know, the individual consumer, the individual user, to, you know, people who are transporting product for their patients. In a much larger scale. So, you know, that's where I see our vision for stealth products. And, you know, and so far it's been pretty successful.
Well, we love your products here, and everybody that buys them comes back, and we've all been asked, when is the fanny pack size coming out? you go from tiny little purse size
to
backpack. And,
you have to know your audience that's coming out. Now you're getting a lot of more senior citizens that are traveling with their cannabis, and a fanny pack is something that they are used to.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great idea. Yeah, absolutely.
Or fanny pack size.
That little man bag kind of thing.
Hey.
Right. A merch.
Style.
Yeah.
We won't take too much percentage for the ideas, but, you know, we got this.
I love them. I have been using your product probably for the last 3 years.
We have
since
two
Tumbleweed.
Or three of the little bags. We like colors.
Since Tumbleweed started carrying them, I started using it. And I travel a lot, so I travel across the border, and I also take it on the plane with me.
Yeah.
And I've never had any problems.
Mm-mm.
That's
perfect.
Great. That's great to hear.
And are you just in Arizona, or where are you guys?
You know, our offices are in Arizona. Our warehouse is in Arizona. But we have retail locations throughout the country, Massachusetts, Michigan, California, obviously, Oregon, Colorado, Washington, you know, all throughout the country we have locations. And we actually have a few retailers internationally as well, Canada, one in the UK, one in France.
Excellent.
So, yeah, it's been good. It's nice to hear good feedback. You know, we do hear, obviously, kind of the negative feedback sometimes of things breaking and whatnot, which, you know, it's a small percentage, but it's always fun, kind of, you know, as the owner, to hear that people like it, enjoy it, use it, and it works perfectly for them. So that's great to hear.
Yeah, it is great. And those are just little mechanical errors that can be fixed. I think the overall product is really nice.
I've stretched my bag out.
Yeah.
I've stuck a lot of things in that bag.
Holy cow, have we.
Zipped it over.
Yeah.
And the zipper's hanging on pretty good.
It's hanging on pretty good there. Yeah.
So it's good quality.
Yeah, and we've been using them almost 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of great feedback in.
Mm-hmm.
In
good.
Personal.
Well, I hadn't realized that you guys had been carrying them for that long. So that's wonderful to hear. Yeah.
Yeah, what you said, I like what you said about earlier, the having it being concealed and having that privacy that you need and not having people be able to, you know, I used this morning, reeky. Cannabis is a little reeky. It smells, you know. And
yeah,
some
well, exactly. And again, it's, you know, it's not about the legalities of it, right? It's not about it being legal or illegal or medicinal or non-medicinal. It's just about having it. It's your personal choice. It's your private choice, and it should stay that way.
Absolutely.
Right. I love that.
Yeah. Well, are you going to be at any events or anything coming up anytime soon?
We've been doing a lot with Normal, actually. We have some really good relationships with a couple of the Texas chapters, DFW, and the new one coming out of Waco. So we'll be doing some stuff there. We've done some things with AZ for Normal, and we're going to be at some of the bigger events this summer. Last year we were at Seattle Hemp Fest, and this summer we're planning on going to probably two or three. One I think in Massachusetts, one in Wisconsin, and I think one more in Colorado. So we're gradually, you know, trying to get a little bit more national exposure. So,
right.
Yeah, we'll send over those dates and times where you'll be, and we'll announce them on air for you, like we do the AZ for Normal meetings that we mess up every month.
Oh, good.
We'll get it right eventually.
Yeah. Second. Yeah, and I saw. I mean, you guys seem to have a pretty good relationship with AZ for Normal too. So that's
they're a
good organization. They're really good people, and I really like working with them. Yeah.
It's important to have good folk in the canna community.
It definitely is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Well, we hope to see you at some event sometime soon. I know you'll be dropping off more bags for us here and gathering our fanny pack ideas up.
Absolutely, yeah. That is a good idea, actually, and you're right, with senior citizens. You know, that is, you know, when you think of the younger demographic, that's not as appealing, but for senior citizens, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
And there are a lot of them out there.
Uh-huh.
They are totally on buses for this one.
They got to have something that's attached to them because they're on their walkers.
Yeah, they got to carry oxygen.
Right.
You know. Got to conceal their brownies and carry their tanks. You know,
exactly. There's a lot. They've got their hands full.
Yeah.
They don't. They need their waist full.
No wheelchair bag. That's the kid's backpack. You can pick them on the back of the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Personalized. Hey, can we get one with our logo on it?
Yeah, you know, we could work something like that out. Absolutely. There's a couple dispensaries up in Phoenix that have done that. That's definitely something that we are working to be able to do on a smaller scale. You know, working with some in-house printing and stuff like that. But yeah, that'd be cool. You know, I would like to see every dispensary and every, you know, state
really
having their own that they can, you know, pass up to their customers or whatnot. I think that'd be great.
And more colors?
More colors too. Yeah, we need some pink and some orange, you know. Come on,
pink, actually, you know what? It's funny that you say that because pink is actually the next color that we're looking at. We've had a lot of requests from women that, you know, I really want a pink one. I really want one that is just a little bit different. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little more
thin. Yeah, a little thin. Well, or in support of breast cancer.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
A lot in October for sure.
That's true. Yeah, get down there to that Susan G. Coleman.
Yeah, there you go. Oh my God, we got a think tank going on. We all hit the OG. It's just crazy around
that's
here.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Don't get us going. Tom, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We
love
your
product. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we totally love your products and look forward to more pretty colors and new designs and fanny packs.
Great.
Have an awesome day. Thank you so much
for
coming.
Thank you,
you guys too. All
right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
All right. Awesome. That's awesome. I love stealth bags.
Well, if
they're
you
great.
Want your stealth bag, come on down to Tumbleweeds.
Yeah, you're going to have a logo on Tumbleweed logo on them soon.
Nice.
I can feel it.
They're such great products. You can fit quite
a lot
of stuff
in
there.
That tiny little bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even in the small one, it kind of like opens up kind of like a suitcase
out. Yeah,
it
puffs
out on the side. And
if you're like me, it's like about that big.
Yeah, no kidding. We make it
I
about
stick my
the
grinder
size of
in there.
Two, lighters, grinders,
two pieces,
bags, pipe cleaner, some screens.
Like
forget it, man.
It's like that feeling when you're in a store and you're like, God, this smells like weed. For a while, you're like,
it's me.
That's
me.
You see?
I know. Such a scary feeling.
Or someone walks by you and goes right on. And
uh-huh.
You're like, huh? What? What? Oh,
I
didn't have my stuff bag.
I was at the other day, and I walked in, and the girl goes, oh, wow, is that you? She goes, I haven't smelled that in a long time. She's like, stay here for a while. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I will. Come here, I'll blow it in your face.
Come outside. You have a car? Do you go to Broadway? Hey, do you know 5315 East Broadway Boulevard? All right. Well, we're going to just bust right into our Students for Sensible Drug Policy part of the interview. Woo! Trevor. You are new to the U. Woo! We like it. How did you get involved with this? Tell us about it.
Actually, John from Normal, last summer I was a little bored because I was outside of school. And I was like, well, I like smoking weed a lot. I just got my card a couple months before, and I really appreciated the privilege of being able to walk into a store and buy marijuana. And I was like, I think everybody should have this privilege. I don't think I should just have this card. I think everybody should just be able to walk into the store and do this. So I was like, what can I do to make a change in this? And then I'd heard about Normal since I was 13. You know, since I started smoking pot, everybody knows about Normal. So I found our local chapter here in Tucson, and I talked to John, and when he found out I was a student, you know, at the university, he recommended that I start a chapter of Students for Sensible Drug Policy. I never had heard of it before, didn't even know it existed. So he set me on that train, kind of gave me support along the way. And last semester I was able to get a professor on board, a really cool professor at the university named Professor Ulrich.
Wow.
He's he was an English professor of mine, and one day in class I heard him, he went on a 10-minute rant about how the war on drugs is completely bullshit, and I was like, well, here's my professor.
There he is.
Awesome.
I got support, and then this semester I got some club members, and I went out and tabled and got signatures for SAFER, and got some people coming along saying, you just sit out here and collect signatures, this is awesome. I was like, yeah, that's what our club does, so. Got some club members. We became an official chapter of the U of A. We're just as official as any other chapter there. So,
wow.
And then,
congratulations.
Kind of led to the 420 event. I wanted a big event to put us on the map to let people know we're here and we're going to be making big changes in the future. So,
how many members do you have now?
Right now we have 4 members.
Okay.
We're driving to get more. That's what the big
and
event was kind of about.
Members have to be
university
students,
yeah.
Right.
We've had a lot more people that wanted to join. Uh-huh. And we've had people volunteer in other ways, but like to be an official member, you have to be a university student.
Okay.
But.
And how are you going about rounding up these students to become
members?
Through
the tabling.
Yeah.
Because we've tabled at the free speech area. That's right next to the student union, and it's probably the busiest foot traffic area on the university because a bunch of different paths converge right there.
Okay.
So in between classes, you know, in 5-10 minutes, you might have 500 people walk by the table, so
inevitably
people come up. It's funny, you know, they'll do the campus tours, and parents and their kids will be there, and you'll have the group and they'll kind of give us the look because we're on the marijuana legalization signs and stuff. But inevitably, like, one person, like, out of the group would be like, I don't care. A parent will break off. He's like, I have to go sign this. And the whole rest of the group looks kind of crazy. He's like, I don't care. He walks over. I have to sign this.
And then it trickles one more and then one more.
Yeah. So that was my other question is, how is the administration and, you know, some of the students handling this?
Amazingly supportive, especially with this event. Like, every administrative position along the way at the U of A has been nothing but helpful. You know, when they find out what I'm about, they're even more supportive, which surprised me. I thought the attitudes are changing, and people's attitudes towards marijuana are a lot different even than they were maybe 5 years ago. So I got a lot of support along the way. Everyone along the way was very supportive. Even UAPD, they assigned me. They have to assign someone for the event because they just have to because it's on the U of A, but they gave me the least amount of security possible. They gave me one police aide to man the whole event, and that's so awesome because that's really expensive to pay for that security for a club or a brand new club, and those are something expensive. So they were really awesome about it, and they gave us a lot of support. ASUA is the people in charge of clubs at the university. They're in charge of all the clubs, and just last week they gave us $1,100 worth of support for this event, like paid for the Gallagher Theater where we're going to screen Half Baked. They paid for the projector.
Incredible.
This has been an awesome
event. It's a big change from restricting it now to actually paying for things. Tell us about the event. It's from 10 in the morning till 8 at night. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, we're going to start at the student union at 10:30 a.m. We're going to at the Gallagher Theater. Gallagher's not going to be there, unfortunately.
Yeah, no watermelons, guys. I was totally confused. I was all excited.
But
still be there.
It's going to be at Gallagher Theater. It's going to be
Half-Baked.
We're going to play Half-Baked, and then there'll be a little break after that. And then at 2 p.m. on the U of A Mall, we're going to open up for the festivities and the concert. And how it's going to kind of go is it'll be a half an hour of speakers, 15-minute speeches, and then a half an hour of music. So people know I'm AD. I only got 15 minutes to listen to one person, so.
It's that.
Maybe I'll get through half of it. But yeah. Maybe, hopefully I can get through my whole speech. That'd be good.
There you go. Practice here.
Well, I love to hear that there's so much support for the Students for Sensibility project there at the university. What, being that you guys are the ones that are heading up the PTSD
research.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit?
Yeah, Sue Sisley, she's the director of psychiatric research or assistant director at the U of A, and she got approved by the federal government to do the first ever research on marijuana efficacy for PTSD. She's going to be working with veterans suffering of PTSD. But that brought up another big thing in the marijuana community was Kimberly Yee, Senator Kimberly Yee. I don't even like that name coming out of my mouth. But she blocked a bill in the Senate that had gotten passed. I think it was about 55-2. An amazing amount of support that would have taken. There's a coffer fund for medical marijuana. Anytime someone pays for a certification of the state, this money goes into a large fund. It's been collecting since we've insinuated our program, and now it's up to about $6 million. And we proposed a bill to take that money and put it towards marijuana research for medical benefits. And Sicily could have used a lot of that for research, but because of one senator's personal agenda, she has an alternative bill in which she'd like to take that money and give it to an organization called MatForce. That their main goal is to villainize marijuana towards the public and discourage its use.
Yeah.
And their MatForce is going around Arizona to different communities and installing pre-laws, like basically setting forth laws so marijuana, when it's legalized later, will still not be legal there. Because they see marijuana legalization on the horizon. I don't think that they know they can't be stopped. So they're doing what they can, and they're going around and making little city ordinances against marijuana legalization. And they're trying to work against medical marijuana, too. So she wants to take money and put it into this campaign. This is money that I've been paying. This is money that anybody has a medical marijuana
fund.
Yeah,
where
any
of the
patients.
Money goes.
She has nothing to do with it, so she's just trying to take money.
She's not a patient. She has nothing to do with it other than her own agenda. Wow.
Uh-huh. You know, and politicians should be, if anybody should be out looking for veterans, you know, these are the people that make choices to send our troops to war.
Mm-hmm.
And what they don't want to take care of them when they come back, you know, we should be giving our veterans the best of
and
what
the
we have.
And the veterans are who allow us to be able to have these politics and freedoms
freedom.
That we have.
Exactly.
But we can't take care of them, you know, because of people's personal agendas. It's really upsetting. But that's
it is really upsetting. Wait till her son, daughter, nephew, niece, dad, mom get sick, and the only thing that helps is cannabis. I hate the situation, but it's usually the only thing that changes people's minds like that.
Yeah.
And when they know someone that it helps, then they go, well, maybe it is useful.
But there's a positive side to it. What we can look at is 10 years ago, she would have had a lot of support, but now she's really in the minority.
She has another person. Would you say two? 55 to two?
Yeah. You know,
her and her friend?
But
her and her groupie.
Her and her groupie. And even all the other politicians, like, you know, were calling her out, you know.
Good.
Like,
and it's like groups like you guys that is out there.
Yeah, we're running a recall campaign. So if we can get, in her district, if we can get 20,000 signatures in the next couple months, they can pull her out of office.
You hear that, folks? 20,000 signatures. We need.
Oh,
it's in
we
20.
Can do that
and
this
these are
week.
And this is going to be some signatures that they can do down at the 420 event on.
Well, the thing is, you have to be in her district.
Oh, okay. So we have to get them over there.
Yeah, so up in Phoenix, they're running a campaign for that.
Good.
Oh.
So Normal and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Follow that. But even, you know, she's up for re-election in November. So even if this recall campaign doesn't work, there's some pretty awesome... it's a right-wing district, but there's some pretty awesome... Well, I don't really like to say pretty awesome Republicans. It sounds like we're coming on off. But there's some pro...
That's okay.
I will say pro-cannabis Republicans, at least, that would very much support this bill that she's shooting down. Vying for her position, so there's some good alternatives when re-election comes up to replace her position to get some more logically thinking people in there.
Yeah.
Well, this Matt Forrest, it sounds very similar to how Colorado, how it happened, because there's still city ordinances, Fort Collins being one of them.
Yeah.
Greeley, there's some ones that do not want anything to
banning,
have cannabis, or
yeah,
banning cannabis
anything.
For their city and or their town. And I just, so those patients are going to have to leave their city or town to go drive who knows how far.
Right.
Here's the flip side of that, though. If they're allowed those kind of political liberties and freedom, I agree with that. But I think on the other side of that, there should be towns and cities that should be able to be legal when the whole state isn't legal.
Mm-hmm.
The same opposite coin. Maybe there's a very liberal city in a conservative state, and the people within that city just really want recreational marijuana. Why not allow them to have it? And so the rest of the state catches up. Just on the same token, like Colorado, there's some places where if they really don't want it, and then that's the voice of the people, I can respect that. That's democracy. But democracy shouldn't be applied, you know, at people's discretion. You know, democracy applies to everybody. So if they're making, you know, city ordinances within a state where marijuana is legal to not have it legal there, then states where it's not legal should be allowed to have cities where they make city ordinances where it is legal. I just think
it should be fair all the way around.
Yeah, it's equal to one.
But I want to know why anyone in their right or left mind thinks that they have privilege to what's in my medicine cabinet. When you go to someone else's house, normally, you don't open their medicine cabinet. It's their own private, like, it's taboo. What's in there is personal, it's sacred, it's private, and it's theirs.
It's not the government's job to govern what's in your body.
When I open my medicine cabinet, you will mostly find all natural organic products in there. Maybe they don't work, but they're in there. And
pharma.
It's no one, it's no one's, you know, choice other than mine to put, if I want to put Vicodin or cannabis in there, it's my choice.
Yeah, right.
No one has the right to open it up, take it out, remove it, put anything else in there that they want. My body, my choice.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Cheryl Schumann used.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that simple. It's that simple. What goes in my body is my choice. And I think the whole country is going on, you know, in that same direction. We have individual counties that are where states aren't even fully legal, decriminalizing this for people.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
That they can use it because they know it's a plant. They need it.
And decriminalization is catching on like wildfire. I mean, it's great because it's not quite fully legalization, but it's a pretty step before it. You know, that's going to come next. And that's still, if you can't have complete legalization, at least making people not criminals.
Yeah.
I mean, I would rather get a fine than a misdemeanor. If I had to choose between having a criminal record and paying some sort of civil fine, I still don't agree with it, but that's a better step in the right direction at least.
Right.
You know what
I agree with, though?
I agree with my favorite song. We're going to play my favorite song, and after this, we're going to find out how you can get involved in SSDP and start getting out there with your bullhorns. Woo!
Puff, puff, puff. Puff, 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 puff,
Walk into my house like, what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's pizza time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed, the people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed,
only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
And we're back.
Sorry, Mama Star. I have to apologize every time, and I feel bad. I want to blast Yanni. Maybe at the end of this show, it is special.
Yeah.
It is a special show. All right, and we're back. Weed Day Wednesday. Woo-hoo!
We were just getting in a little conversation.
Drug policy. A little. We 3.5 minutes, I think, we, like, solved the universe and landed on Mars with a bunch of marijuana. It was really
Mars
cool.
Mars OG.
Yeah, Mars OG. We were there, man. We were meeting up with flyers. It was great. Education. Right?
And we were talking a little bit about how it is immoral to cage humans for smoking cannabis.
To what?
How it is immoral to cage humans.
Oh, to cage. Just cage with cannabis.
It's one of the things that you guys have up on your...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really liked it yesterday. I saw it, and it really kind of stood out. There's no reason for it.
No. We were talking about all sorts of stuff.
You know, these are drug crimes. I feel this... I'm very liberal, but I just think... I think all drugs should be legalized and people should be able to make their liberties and choices. And if the drug caused you to commit a crime, then you should be arrested for that crime.
That crime.
That crime.
Yeah.
You know, if you smoke crack and you go out and break into someone's car and steal a stereo, you should be sent to jail for breaking into their car and stealing a stereo.
Yeah, that.
But if you smoke crack in your house, I mean, that's what I said, very liberal, and you don't go out and hurt somebody, I mean, you're damaging your body. It's dangerous. It's negative. I don't advise anybody to do it.
I don't condone crack use.
Yes, I don't condone crack use, but I do condone liberty. I do condone freedom of choice. If you can buy alcohol, which is such a dangerous drug, you know, it kills so many people. But, you know, I drink. I don't like to get intoxicated, but I drink on a regular basis. I'm in college, and I like to have a beer or two, you know. I mean, that's in all honesty because I love cannabis, and I love being high, and it's my medication. So that fills that void in my life, so I don't need any other drug to, like, to medicate with, per se, or to use. So, but I like the liberty of being able to, you know, come home and have a beer and a clamato and relax at the end of my day. But if I was to pound 12 of those beers, I could make some really bad choices.
Right.
But I don't. But I like being able to have the liberty to go buy a 12-pack if I want. Or I could buy a keg.
Right.
It don't really matter. And that's why I think it's ridiculous how they're putting limits on marijuana. They're making it legal. Oh, you can only buy this much. But you can go buy as much alcohol as you please.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, you know, like, a small percentage of this bottle will kill you. But go ahead.
But go for it.
And
yeah.
In time, I know we're seeing it in time. Things are happening more and more. Laws are being passed, but...
It's just starting.
Yeah, yeah. It is, but...
It's like an avalanche or, a snowball. You see, the snowball starts out little and you can just momentum and it picks up more and more snow. Before you know it, you're like, oh my God, look at that thing.
Maryland.
Well, that's what I was talking to Belle. We are in such a great space right now as being a part of this on the front lines. You know, you with drug sensibility, us with Weed Say Wednesday and Tumbleweeds, but being out on these front lines and seeing what happens because we're right there. So we get to see it first and we report back to friends, family, coworkers, and getting that information.
We're
the source. But
we
see it happening so much faster than in the last 5 years.
Oh, in the last...
But in the last year.
Yeah, the last year's been ridiculous.
Yeah, it's been
awesome.
Yeah.
It has been awesome.
Like, every day another study comes out, like, pot's good for liver damage, pot's good for... It's so amazing. Like, High Times is a really good feed to subscribe to.
Pot's good for pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
They have a great one on PTSD. One just came out.
Diabetes. Like, the liver grows every day.
Does.
It's like this... And that's why, I think, you know, a big part of it is it's not science, but it's illegal politics. It's big pharma. They know that... This thing you could grow in your backyard can cure what they can't cure 90% better without any side effects. And it's money.
It
it's like
money
whoever slices the politician's pockets. But you know what? As marijuana becomes legal more and more, there's going to be more money made out of it.
Right.
And it's going to change opinions. I bet you, like, politicians' opinions change pretty quickly as they see the dollars flow in. So the ones that used to have some real problems with marijuana all of a sudden are going to have this enlightened moment. Like, you know what? I was wrong about marijuana. Let's change some things.
Let's do this right.
We can hope. Well, it's a journey, and it's been a long one, and the last couple of years have been crazy. We were talking about all the places that we've seen come up and come down and be raided and start and shut down, and, you know, it's been quite a process.
There's some surreal moments, though, like at the Fall Festival when Normal brought out their tent. You know, and I went and volunteered over there. We had a medication because we're in a medical state, and we had a medication tent within the larger tent. So this is the first time I've ever been legally out in public at a festival, and I'm just sitting smoking weed. I mean, I'm surrounded by a little tent, but I'm still legally in public smoking marijuana. That was such a liberating feeling. You know, there's cops walking around outside, and they can smell us chiefing up. You know what I mean? It's just, there's clouds rolling out of this tent and stuff like that. But it was just nice for people who had medical marijuana cards. They could come up to our tent, go into this little tent and medicate, you know, probably walk around all day. A lot of people have pain, and that's why they have medical marijuana cards. So having public places to medicate, like, that. 10 years ago, I'd been like, pinch me. I'd be like, you're lying.
What is this? Where am I?
What's this?
Yeah, just get educated. Know your rights. Be safe. Know the law. You know where you can and can't do it. And use your stealth products. Be discreet about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
you guys just, like,
be safe.
Do they just have stories about, like, hiding and smoking marijuana? Like, maybe?
To this day, I don't smoke in the front or backyard. I only smoke inside the house because neighbors don't need to know what I'm doing, and I don't know my neighbors well enough to know that they are for or against it. So.
You know, in Colorado, they just passed, Denver, they just passed the front porch. Oh,
Awesome.
That's so awesome.
And it's now, in Colorado, it is... not primary, but it is okay to ask your guests if they would like to smoke.
Nice.
As, like, for a
like
cocktail
like
or beverage, you can ask them.
And the industry's opening
up
their, like,
the
bun
wine,
breakfast.
What do you want?
Because
you hear all the things they're doing, like, bun
breakfast. There's some, again,
Dawn.
Colorado is just a ridiculous place to go live right now.
Oh, my God.
But the, what was it,
think about how happy the whole country is going to be when it's just regulated
really
somehow
is.
For everybody, you know, whether they decriminalize it or legalize it or just regulate it somehow.
Well, you know,
it's going to be a much more...
You were saying that you don't
place.
Feel comfortable sitting on your front back porch. I actually sit on my back porch.
Yeah, because you live in the middle of nowhere.
I do, but
that's
I have people
fair.
That live right next to me on
four
each side.
Miles away.
No. I live in a cookie cutter neighborhood where my neighbor, I get the waft of their cigarette and garbage.
See, well,
like,
so that's
like,
fair trade. They're getting medicine from you for free.
It's almost like coming out of the closet, you know, in a way. It's a battle of wanting to embrace my identity. And when my whole life people have been telling me that what I've been doing is wrong and that I should have to hide it.
I love that, Trevor.
So
I love that.
And I feel like it's just like the gay pride movement. It's like the marijuana pride movement. And I want to eventually have marijuana pride marches where we just fucking roll down the street and blazing on our blunts, rolling our fucking marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, people get to smoke cigarettes anywhere they want.
I know.
Out of their
car.
I mean, I get that.
We have a chance. We're here. We don't drink beer.
Right. We don't drink beer.
Weed.
The other thing is, you know, we talk about getting stoned and being high and driving and being out in public. But there's some medicated. There are some strains that don't cause drowsiness, and that's the other thing that we need to talk about. That
strains for individual, like, yeah, because it's medical, you know, and that's what I was talking to her.
I mean, people
what we heard about earlier is like in the future, I think a lot of the medical is going to be finding the right strains for people's conditions, because people get a medical marijuana card and you go to the dispensaries, and it's sad how a lot of these dispensaries they know less than the people walking in. Like, I have this condition. Oh, well, we've got these three strains. This one's a sativa, this one's a hybrid, and this one's an indica, you know? And it's like, beyond that, we need to break it down, like, what strain's good for this condition? Like, what has the right...
And that's why you said, I love...
Well, and I want to know what in the world you call someone who's on Vicodin. Are they high? Because seriously, come on, let's talk about this for a second.
It's nasty.
Morphine, Oxycontin, Oxycodone, whatever, tall ones, as my mom used to call them, Vicodin, you name it. This
Why are
makes
these
you,
all okay?
quote unquote, high. Those things make you see things, they make you hallucinate. My mom saw frogs and people and things that weren't even in the room. So what's that? That's medication? I don't know about that.
And a lot of these people
scared
are making
her to death
these rules
made
that
her
have
sick.
Never even used cannabis.
Scared her, made her sick, and ended her life far too early, if you ask me. No. This is an all-natural, non-toxic plant. And the most...
FDA just approved that new hydrocodone.
Yeah.
The super Vicodin. It's going to kill so many
disgusting.
People.
Oh, it is.
But they have
really
a problem
is.
With
Wait,
marijuana.
And it's on the street.
Well,
if you're already
making
Wait for that.
Money with marijuana.
Wait
yeah.
for that.
It's all about... It's
oh, they will.
Problem.
They will, especially when...
Well, they're doing something
just,
that's bad and good. Depression the CBD laws. Which is good, but bad. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
A lot of states are passing laws for research of CBD only.
The cannabidiol.
But they're not allowing any THC for medicine. They'll just allow CBD because it's non-psychoactive. So it's their compromise. It's like, okay, well, we're not going to allow marijuana, but we'll allow you CBD.
What they're going to understand is whole plant medicine. Yeah, the THC is the active component that it needs that. We were talking, Belle and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago with Dr.
Grinspoon.
And he was telling us, he was one of the doctors from Patients Out of Time, and he said, the whole plant medicine is so important.
Yeah. The whole plant.
Yeah.
And there's so many, like...
So not just taking, like, they love
that's
to
what,
just
but that's
take
what
one thing
FDA
out of
do.
I know.
The pharmaceutical company...
Big Pharma is
going to
isolate a compound and say, okay, marijuana is illegal because we found that this is the only compound that's viable for efficacy. And they'll take that out of there and... they don't want you growing your own medicine. They can't have anyone after that.
They can't have anyone being responsible for their lives. They have to take care of us every step of the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are their puppet. Here, take these pills.
Yep.
Yeah, it's done. I'm done with it.
Yeah, take it. Take this.
So tell us a
take
little bit how to be more involved with...
Yeah, let's get us out there.
Yeah.
Come on, folks. Come on, students. They're a hard group. You know, when they come to Tumbleweeds to get certified and I say, are you registered to vote? And they go, no. And I say, well, this is one reason you want to get registered. And they go, heck yeah. Then we'll register to vote for cannabis. So what are you doing over there?
Well, we're tabling, but if people listen to the show and our university students that like to get involved, they can simply go to facebook.com/U of A SSDP and just leave a message on there saying that, you know, they'd like to get involved with the organization. There's lots of volunteer opportunities, lots of things that we can be doing. Tabling is a lot of fun, you know, everyone always enjoys it. So
you get out there, you get to meet the people, you get...
Yeah, you're meeting the people in your community.
As I was saying, you're destigmatizing the faces of cannabis because it's more than just, it's We're not those
stereotypical.
You
know,
yeah.
We want to do it better.
Breaking the stereotypes. I love that.
We're going to do it better. I was going to say, do you think you can smoke weed and succeed?
Indeed.
And then we're going to have a bunch of pictures of, like, professional athletes and, like, the president and smoked weed and all these people, because, like, there's...
Right.
Like,
Carl Sagan.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on, Steve Jobs.
And for the people that cannabis isn't for, that's your right. We just want to have ours.
Yeah.
You know, I like to go out, but I don't drink anymore. You know, I'll have maybe a beer when I go out, but I'd rather leave my house or medicate somewhere in the parking lot before I go into a social event and be on that instead of going and getting hammered and then trying
to
drive.
Dehydrated.
Yeah, and then the next
body
of your day is all like,
yeah.
Why
did you do that? I have never once woken up going, why, after...
Yeah,
having a couple
and
of
I've never smoked an amount of marijuana that I went to bed and the next morning woke up being like, man, I feel like shit.
No.
And I wake up, wait, take.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go again. It's actually, I like how you said it earlier, it's your medication, so it fills that void of, or what's that wording that you use? You drink, you have a couple six packs, but you also have your medication, which is also...
Yeah, it fills that gap for this relief or whatever we use, whatever we might use for. Like I was talking with Belle over here on the way over about, you know, how we use, humans have naturally been using mind-altering substances since they discovered them. I mean, we've been gravitating and sort of like with what morning glory seeds, the ayahuasca, you know, the things in Central America, like all over the world.
Peyote.
You know, peyote. And then
every
in China,
has
in China they have their opium. Like, you know, like man... has a relationship with altered conscious and perception, and it's a therapeutic relationship.
That's what makes us
successful. You know, like sometimes sober to me is an acronym, a son of a bitch, everything's real. You know, like we live in a fast-paced world. Life is stressful these days. You know, we have our phones blasting. Like 100 years ago, like people wrote letters. They had a chance to respond. You know, they had a chance to sit down and write a letter back. You know, people expect and demand a lot of people these days, and we have to be all over the place. You know, to be successful, like, it's like, there's no, like, successful, like, anymore these days. It's harder and harder to have a successful single career path.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to be in all these different directions. And, like, you know, marijuana is something that it gives you a chance to chill and relax. And, like, I'm very ADD, you know. So, I mean, I have a medical marijuana card for back pain, which is legitimate. Since I've gone to school, I sit, you know, I slouch in my chair, so I have my pelvic angles off. I do suffer from a lot of lower back pain, and Kush indicas really help with that, and I'd rather not be taking, you know, opiates.
Right,
you know,
and be out of it all day long.
Yeah,
how would you...
And nauseous and sick and constipated and everything else it causes.
I think that, you know, marijuana
bleeding.
And other substances, they have... We're
go
talking about how, you know, like... So we established that man has this relationship with substances that alter conscious, but... Different substances have different repercussions. You know, heroin has a lot of repercussions. It probably makes you feel tremendously great, and I'm sure it relieves people's stresses. They get addicted to it for a reason. It makes them feel good, but the consequences from it are severe and tremendous. And just like with alcohol, we're talking about how after World War II, a lot of people with PTSD, you know, there was no drugs for PTSD, so a lot of people became alcoholics because the alcohol numbed PTSD symptoms, but the side effects of it were really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, marijuana, it helps with
deadly.
A lot of these symptoms.
Deadly.
But it doesn't have any of the negative side effects. So it's really like, you know, if you're going to have a relationship with an altered conscious, which people seek, and you seek it for a reason, who knows why, and maybe science hasn't figured that out yet. But I don't think it's bad, and I don't think we should be ashamed that if we want to feel different, that we should be able to make us feel better than our mind, I believe, it's our territory.
Right.
Like you're saying.
And while we were talking about the fact that back, you know, 1800s, sure, cannabis was around, but, you know, when before and after... alcohol prohibition. Alcohol was used a lot as a medicine.
Yeah, in tinctures.
You know, Dr. Eli's kickapoo medicine. Alcohol and, alcohol. And, and cocaine and maybe a little lavender. You know,
right.
Smelled pretty for the girls because they could use it for menstrual cramps. You got cramps? Oh, take a shot of this. You'll feel better. Of course you will. You're drunk. Of course you're not going to feel that. You'll be puking, but yeah. Oh, this makes me feel great. It was all alcohol. So yeah, there were other choices back then, but the choices we have now don't create the side effects of the medicines that have been available thus far, and why they took this away as a medicine is beyond me because it was in the pharmacopoeia up until 1941. So
we go back to the money thing,
insane.
And they couldn't get
politics.
Yeah, money and politics.
Had they just
and it was
figured
really
head out.
Interesting looking into how marijuana was legalized. Like the different people at play, like one thing that surprised me when I found out about it was a big player in that industry was lobbying was the lumber industry.
Because of him.
Because of him, paper. You know, they're chopping down these forests, and, you know, back in the 1930s, 40s, hemp was really upcoming as an industrial product, you know,
right.
And they wanted to stop it in its tracks. So, you know, and then you had big pharma, and then you had the racist politicians that were afraid of the minorities, and they just used the propaganda machine. It's just, it blows my mind. It's amazing to study in marijuana history, just how it became illegalized.
And they just misjudged it. They blew it. They thought the wrong way about it. So now we're going back. And they're going to realize what a mistake they made, and they're going to go, okay, oops, let's just forget about the last 100 years and move forward, hopefully. Woohoo, cannabis.
Yay.
Yay, cannabis. There's a really great article on in Culture Magazine. I'm on iReadCulture.com, and the latest Culture Magazine has Sanjay Gupta on the cover, but this was done just less than a week ago. There was a report out of Texas. I wanted to read this. This is great because you always hear the opposite. There's a study that shows legalization lowers crime rates. A study from the University of Texas, Dallas concluded cannabis legalization does not correlate with increased crime rates. In fact, legalization may reduce the prevalence of violent crimes. These results aren't terribly surprising to your typical cannabis enthusiast. This is, however, news to some prohibitionists who insist tolerance policies will lead to reefer madness. The main finding is that we found no increase in crime rates resulting from medical marijuana legalization, said Dr. Robert Morris, a criminology professor and the study's lead researcher. He told UPI, we found some evidence of decreasing rates of some types of violent crime, namely homicide and assault. The study tackled a gateway drug, the myth, by looking at all 50 states from 1990 to 2006. In that 16-year time range, 11 states approved medical cannabis, and crime rates in legal states didn't change even when the researchers corrected the data for socioeconomic factors. The University of Texas study debunks a highly publicized report from last year. Gil Kurilovsky, the White House drug czar, claimed his 2013 study offered evidence of cannabis connection to criminal behavior. The drug czar concluded ganja caused crime because just over half of all arrested adult males came up positive for THC during drug detection tests. He advised the nation's drug policy should be treated as public health issues as well as criminal ones. Addiction is a disease, he told the JAMA last April. It can be diagnosed, it can be treated. The White House study didn't include controls in its substance analysis. The researchers noted cocaine, meth, and other drugs often showed up in the convicts' blood samples alongside THC. Drug use and type of crime weren't distinguished, and considering drug possession is, in and of itself an offense, correlating drug use with drug crimes is a self-serving argument. Alcohol, on the other hand, does seem to correlate with violence. The Huffington Post cited a National Institute on Alcohol Abuse reported linking booze to 25% to 30% of all violent crimes. Morris and the other researchers at the University of Texas foresee more studies in the near future. 12 states are expected to legalize recreational cannabis over the next year or so, and several others plan to approve medical license. This new information will make the dialogue between those opposed and in favor of legalization on more of an even playing field, Morris said. Well, there you go. There are a lot of really great videos, and you see a lot of law enforcement agencies that are retired or still serving, and a lot of them say, when we go to crimes, we're not showing up at the houses of people that are, doing bong hits and smoking joints. It's the meth heads and the alcohol users and the Vicodin and morphine users, the ones that are beating the crap out of their spouses and abusing their children and, starving them for days. It's not the potheads, Not those people. It's not the cannabis consumers.
And they might find cannabis there, and that's what they get them for.
That's what they're saying, but they're also finding cocaine and everything else in their blood. So for anyone to just pinpoint cannabis users as criminals, this study from Texas, I love it, of all places, says otherwise.
A lot of things are coming out of Texas being that they're getting on the board, which is so strange. I would have thought, Texas, you would have gotten hung just a couple months ago for having, I'm over-exaggerating, but, I mean, cannabis was not on their, you would get in a lot of trouble. I had a friend that lives there, and she said, you don't even talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, they're a border state.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary.
But it's not like it's
like
even,
cartel.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you should legalize it. You know, right. Cut the cartel out.
But then no one makes money.
Well, have you seen the stupid articles lately? I've seen a couple of articles. I can't cite them per se exactly, but they're talking about how legalization is going to bring the cartels in and how they're going to take over these shops. And they're like, they're legitimate businesses. They're talking like that'd be like going and kidnapping like someone
that owned
a Walmart son.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to let us sell your Walmart products, so we're going to kill your son. They're talking about how the cartels are going to take over in Colorado.
Well, then we need to call the DEA then on those people. I mean, like, have them do their job instead of coming.
Like, making it legal means you have to go through paperwork and it's regulated.
Yeah, but the DEA would say, oh, they got volcanoes. Sorry, couldn't help it.
The DEA is afraid of pets dying now.
Oh, I know. It's just a bunch. That article just came out, and I said, there's so many of these articles.
I didn't see it. What's going on?
So it says, what about the puppies? So dogs and animals are getting into the baked goods. No, they're getting into the baked goods, which has the chocolates, and they're dying.
That's an irresponsible pet. They're just taking
too much. They're not supposed to be eating chocolate and things like this.
Well, they're dying
from the
chocolate.
People don't have chocolate brownies without THC in them in their house?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Come on.
But they just go for that.
It's great, though, because their arguments are getting
more and more
ridiculous.
Right.
It's the chocolate, people.
I had someone just send me an article the other day.
They make you laugh. They're almost like farces. Like, you think it's fake. And you're like, oh, people really actually do believe it.
Right.
So, like, you think it's a satire. And you're like, oh, my God.
So this one, this article, I said these lobbyists are sending out anything right now just to turn the heads of people that we might have turned our heads towards our way. It says, even casual marijuana use causes brain abnormalities. Someone just sent that one to me.
It's abnormal to feel so good in this society.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Abnormally creative.
Happy.
Wow.
You're normally not feeling your pain. Wow.
Sorry, it sucks for you every day.
Normally
the right,
sucks.
Yeah.
So instead of having that scotch when you come home from your bad day, come on.
Right.
Joint. You know?
It's just funny how these things are coming out and you're hearing more and more, and they're just getting more and more stupid.
It is. Our opposition's retarded.
But, and that's where we come in, is, you know, debunking some of these stories that are coming out and say, hey, this is the true information. This is the education that's coming out for this. And you guys just posted cannabis and PTSD actually do. We're going to post that up on the Tumbleweed.
Well, and there are going to be speakers at the University of Arizona this Sunday for the 420 Awareness Festival. There will be veterans there that will speak on how PTSD has affected their lives and how cannabis has been helpful for them.
We have Ricardo Ferrada and Tony Duff. They're both going to come out. They're veterans, and they're going to talk about, you know, how marijuana has helped them with their PTSD.
Awesome.
And the blocks and research and how we're trying to.
Well, why don't you tell us one more time about the event and what time it is, where it is, and how people get to it.
Sunday, Easter Sunday. It's Easter Sunday at the U of A. It's the beginning portion of it. It's going to be at Gallagher Theater. Gallagher won't be there. He can't make it, but it will be at Gallagher Theater, and we'll be playing Half Baked.
There might be watermelons.
There might be watermelons. So that's the beginning of the event. That's going to be fun. And then we're going to take a little lunch break.
And that's at 10 o'clock?
That's at 10:30.
10:30.
And it's going to go till about noon. You know, the movie, I'm sure it's like an hour and a half long. We're going to take a little break.
Will there be food vendors out there?
There will not, but the student union has many restaurants.
It's going to be open and available for everybody?
If you have munchies, you will be able to...
Well, for lunchtime. You don't have to go home or leave campus.
You can stay right there. Yeah, you can be right there. And then
go watch a movie.
And then the vendors are going to start setting... Or not vendors, but the...
Stick around.
Organizations involved are going to start setting up on the mall about 1. And the festivities are going to...
There's an Easter egg hunt.
420.
Yeah. There's a 420 Easter egg hunt.
We're going to have some special secret
eggs.
There's going to be a golden egg from Tumbleweed's Health Center with a certification. You can win a certification.
You better show up and find that
golden
egg.
Holy cow,
you
better. Come on.
So, and at 2 o'clock, we're going to open up 2 speakers, and it's going to be alternating half an hour speaking and half an hour music, so no one gets bored, and we're going to have plenty of booths out there for people to check out. We're going to have
a lot of education.
Marijuana, just different...
Tumbleweed's Health Center will be out there. AZ
for
Normal will be out there.
AZ for Normal's going to be out there.
Is MPP out there?
Mm-mm,
you down with MPP?
I didn't know they had a local chapter.
I don't know if they do.
Who else is going to be there? We're going to have Natural Healing Center is going to be there as well. And then we're going to have Ari Rubin. He's going to speak.
Cool.
He's a dispensary owner here in town. He has
a
relief center. It's a really great dispensary here in town.
Excellent.
I've been over there, and he has a wide variety of strains, which I really appreciate. I went over there, and I counted it, and he had 44 different strains. It was so awesome.
There you have it. Excellent. Strains for all your pain.
And then it's just going to be a great day. We're going to have a lot of education and fun. And what's better than that? And it's 420. We're going to celebrate our cannabis-indulging kind of lifestyles and, you know, eat your edibles, vape pens, you know, be discreet, do what you need to do, and have a good day.
Nice.
Is Holy Smokes going to be cruising around, or are we just going to be cruising with our Holy
I'm
gonna Smokes?
I'm going to be cruising with you guys over...
Going to be chilling?
Yeah, chilling with
chilling
Holy
like
Smokes. Are you guys doing the raffle wheel over at the Tumbleweeds?
I'm not sure what we're doing. We're going to have all sorts of fun stuff. You can check out our new logo. We'll have some shirts and hats for sale and some pens for giveaway. And it's going to be a fantastic day of education and fun and music and entertainment.
Celebration.
It's totally a celebration of what's happening right now with cannabis in Tucson, Arizona. And
we'll be giving some giveaways. Holy Smokes at the table. Whatever.
Excellent. Organic, botanical.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we would like to thank Trevor for being here personally. Thank you, Trevor. And Tom from Stealth Products.
Thank you, Tom.
Woo-hoo.
Awesome
new colors and fanny packs coming soon. And we would always like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, AZMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine. And if you want, even if you're not a registered cannabis patient user, you can come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard and get some Vital V t-shirts. We have some Dixie Castle down here, hemp oil with high CBD, helps for pain, nausea, inflammation, anxiety. It's awesome. The list just goes on and on and on. You don't have to be a registered patient to do it. You can just come down and use your hemp oil. It's fantastic. Come down and check out the new products at Tumbleweeds Health Center and help support the cannabis community. Show up 420 on Easter. Do your Easter event. Go praise Jesus and then come praise cannabis. So get it all done in one day. It's rising for cannabis that day. We love it. And we love all you guys, really. I just wake up grateful every day that we get to live in this country where we can do this.
We
can talk
freedom.
About cannabis. We can use cannabis. We can go to cannabis shops and buy our...
Examples for the whole world right now.
We are setting examples for the
That's
whole
awesome.
World right now. I feel grateful to have good friends that...
High five, Dom.
High five, cannabis.
We're in a very few minority, like, you know, how many people can legally walk into a shop and buy marijuana in this whole world?
Yeah,
very,
in the whole country.
Very small, any percentage. So we're very fortunate to be in a place like this, but we need to have everybody have this privilege.
Yeah, everybody. So we're working on it. Join organizations like SSCP. Come
AZ
down to Tumble. AZ for Normal for sure. Come down to Tumbleweeds. Pick up all sorts of education. Come pick up some brochures. Get certified. $85 for newcomers. $65 renewals. You can't beat that. Unbelievable. THCTucson@gmail.com, 838-4430. Remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and
educate. Happy Weekday Wednesday.